T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good morning, everybody. 12:50 a.m. The Fan. I'm Bart Winkler. Tim Shea is here. Toby back tomorrow. He is on ass assignment. I script out my shows now, and I screwed that up. He is on assignment. Everything I say is scripted. Did you know that? Everything I say, I write down the day before.
Yep.
Everything I say. Poop. Fart.
Need to give you a teleprompter.
Poop. That's all scripted. Boy-yo-yo-yo-yoing. I wrote that down last night. I said, here, I'll say boy-yo-yo-yo-yoing, and then I'll tell people it's scripted.
You'll be able to talk to Toby about
scripted.
McLaurin.
Yeah, since I talked to Toby last, they signed McLaurin. They signed Beal.
They signed
Johnny Soto.
Not signed Johnny Davis, but drafted Johnny Davis.
Oh, yeah, Johnny Davis. Yeah, Johnny Davis, your boy. Your boy, Johnny Davis. Johnny Davis.
Not
three and a half
fielder
over under years in the league. 3.5.
I'm gonna go over.
Ah, that's probably too low.
5.5.
No, what is a good over under? First round pick number 10, probably 7.5. That's probably the real over under.
I'll still go over. I think he'll last.
Yeah, I don't know what kind of impact he's gonna have. He's a heavy mid range guy, right? Did he ever shoot threes consistently?
No.
Don't ask me. I watch Badger basketball with my eyes closed. I get very familiar with the back of my eyelids when I'm watching Badger basketball.
Okay.
Because I turn the game. A big game. Number 3, Purdue. Number 20, Wisconsin. All right. Click. I can't do it. I love Badger football.
Don't we all?
Have we talked about USC and UCLA, you and me?
We did. Yeah. We did Friday, all day Friday, because you kept on saying, "I fell asleep, I woke up."
Oh yeah, I heard
the
guy,
Grant
yeah.
stuff, and then you said, "I heard USC and UCLA are moving to the Big." All right, the Big 12.
So do you think they're done? Do you think the Big 10's done?
The Big 10 is done.
Do you think they're done adding?
No, there were rumors Friday night that Notre Dame and Oregon were going to join then.
Jeez.
And now it's on hold. The Big Ten is waiting for a response from Notre Dame. Because apparently NBC wants in now on TV, contract TV. And
with the Big Ten.
With the Big Ten. Well, with college football.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because all they have is
Notre Dame. So there could be a way where they keep Notre Dame and get other games.
Well, and ESPN wants Big Ten, too. They want everything. But Fox is going to be like, so did you see that tweet from 11 years ago? Where, like, one of the guys at LSU, one of the administrators, said, there's two conferences, Fox and ESPN. And he was joking 10 years ago.
Well,
and now that's, like, true. Because a lot of this ESPN stuff or the SEC stuff was driven by ESPN. And now a lot of this Big Ten stuff is driven by Fox.
Yeah, but this is going to get real interesting when all those TV contracts run up. At least, obviously, CBS is losing the SEC. CBS has the rights to the SEC right now.
Yeah.
ESPN is getting them in 2024. I believe the Fox contract is up in 2023 with the Big Ten.
Yeah, they're doing their. They were like going to announce the new rights, and then this happened.
So I don't know. I'm just totally guessing that CBS might want to be in play for the Big Ten.
Well, everybody wants to play. I mean, live sports are like the last thing left that keeps these broadcast networks alive.
The one thing that I think Fox has going for them is the Big Ten Network, which is run by Fox, so maybe they have an in there.
Well, it'll be on Fox.
Yes.
Big Ten will be on Fox.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of who the other partners are going to be, if any. Now Apple wants back in. I think it was Apple that wanted back in.
Please, no.
Yeah, I don't know. Apparently, so this was a report out of Utah that Utah, Arizona, Arizona State, and Colorado are meeting with the Big 12 today. So Colorado could jump back into the Big 12,
yeah,
along with some of these others. So what's going to happen is there's going to be no Pac-12.
Pac-12 is done.
Yeah, it died. It died on Thursday.
Yep. And then, now again, these are just rumors, but if the Big 10 were to get Notre Dame and Oregon, then I heard the bombshell will be to make it 20, they'd go get Florida State and Miami, possibly.
What?
Yes. So they have all four kind of regions.
Well, that's not a conference anymore.
It's going to be a super conference. They're going to have two conferences, like you said, ESPN and Fox, and then the Big Ten and the SEC.
Yeah, but I like the regional aspect
of it. I do, too.
Doesn't make any sense.
You could put those two teams in the East along with Rutgers and Penn State and Maryland. You
can, so then what's going to happen is they're going to
expand,
shrink,
and then shrink, right?
Then there's going to be like three conferences, and then someday half of the Big Ten schools will be like, we don't like this.
Yeah.
And then they'll leave, and then there'll be more conferences again. So we're going to get to a point where there's like two conferences, and then there's going to be like 10 again. We'll expand and then unexpand. It's going to merge and then unmerge. Conference realignment will never be done. So never get a tattoo of the teams in the Big Ten, because it'll always be changing. Now, you don't really have to scratch any off, so that's good. You haven't had to do that for like 100 years when I think there was a University of Chicago that was in the Big Ten. It's just a lot. It's too much. You know, now you're adding LA. I don't know. I'm interested in it. I also think it's too much. I also think that, I mean, how is there this much money in college football? That's the thing. How is there this much money? It attracts an audience. It does attract an audience. And in some parts of the country, it's bigger than the pros. So it's, and all the while, this is, I mean, how great's the NFL? They don't even have to, like, expend any effort on minor league and development, because college just does it for them. College football does it for them. And remember, college football, there's nobody in charge. There's five different people in charge of five different conferences. There's no one, like, commissioner of college football. Would all this happen if there was? Probably not. Would that be better for the game? Is it better for the game that USC and UCLA are going to be in the Big Ten? I don't know. I don't see how it is.
Maybe recruiting reasons.
And what about all the other schools? What about all the other sports? What about volleyball?
So my
what about track and field?
My niece is being recruited for soccer, and she went out to USC and UCLA, and she said, oh, this is nice, you know, but it's far away from home, and, you know, there's nothing, you know, no regional game. She looks at their schedule. She said now that USC and UCLA are joining the Big Ten, she said this could be a game changer for her, that
right,
she'd be able to come home and play games close in the Midwest.
Well, it'll help the Big Ten schools attract California kids, too.
Yeah.
Well, and it will help the California schools attract, because they get to go home a little bit.
If those kids want to come here.
Oh, sure.
You know,
yeah.
You know, they you know, they see them, the cold side of things.
Yeah.
If I were out in California, I'd want to stay there. Wouldn't you?
This is why I didn't bother. I just went to a D3 school in La Crosse, and you knew who was on the schedule every year, and that was about it. You had your Blue Golds, you had your Pointers, you had your Titans, you had your Pioneers, you had your Whitewaters, whatever they're called, the Warhawks, I think. That, and you knew. You know, the WEAC, you can belittle it for being D3, but the WEAC means something. Conference pride, all these conferences chasing money. You know what we were chasing in D3? You know what we were chasing?
What were you chasing?
A dream.
All right.
Just chasing a dream. Mike the painter.
Good morning there, Bart.
Mike.
Did you guys know that Notre Dame is kind of technically under contract with the ACC. So if they would go to a different conference, they could be fined up to $150 million.
Oh, no. I'm sure nobody would come up with that money for them either.
I don't know. I like them being in an independent league. I don't want them in. I don't want no more teams in the Big Ten. I want the Big Ten to stay the way it was. I don't like that we got two Pac-12 teams there. It's getting too many teams.
Too many teams.
Too many. You know.
Too many.
Too much competition. Badgers are never going to win a championship if you keep on adding teams.
Yeah, it just seems like, Mike, with all these teams that keep getting added, like, when are the Badgers going to win?
Oh, they won't have a chance to get all these other recruits that, you know, they'll try and get. It's just...
I'm worried about the recruiting.
It's unfair. And now you got, you know, these likeness deals that Badgers aren't going to be able to come up with money to pay these top recruits, all these 5-stars and 4-stars.
Mike, you think the Badgers NIL can compete with these kids going to USC? I don't.
No, don't think so.
I don't think so.
Not even UCLA.
Yeah, not even UCLA, probably.
Oh, well, would you rather go to a northern school or a sunny California school?
You look at these kids like Tim's niece. Where's she going to want to go? Stay in the northern states or go to sunny California?
I'd stay in the northern state. I don't like California.
Now, you know a guy like me, I'd rather stay here. Screw California.
Yeah, I wouldn't go to I haven't even went to visit my girl's kids out there yet.
I haven't gone to visit my brother out there in 6 years.
They can keep coming here to Wisconsin and visiting.
I just tell my brother to come here and visit here.
That's right. There's nothing like the great state of Wisconsin.
Hey, you really realize there's nothing like the great state of Wisconsin.
Why are you mocking me there, Bart?
I'm not. I'm agreeing with you. Everything you say, I agree. I agree.
I try calling on Friday.
Yeah.
And when I woke up, I was sleeping, you know, and I woke up, it was 8 o'clock, and you were still on, so I was listening. From when I got up, I was like, oh, yeah, Bart's on. So I turned it on, the Odyssey app. And I called. I was on hold without even giving dude my name or nothing for like 10 minutes. Like, yeah, right. Time to go.
Well, it's not like we were flooded with calls all night. Why did they just let you sit
there? I don't know. He put me on hold. Did you tell him to screen me?
I didn't. No.
The painter's going to be calling. Here's
no.
his number.
No. I promise I didn't. That sounds like something I do. I promise I didn't.
Yes, it sure does.
No,
like
I promise. I promise. I told him. I said, we might get some more Milwaukee calls tonight. I'm excited for all of them.
I tried, but.
Wow.
Sitting too long on hold.
So they're a little more strict in the National Call Center than my guy Tim Shea.
Exactly.
Jeez.
It was like I was calling a Rami show.
Oh, yeah, Burn. Remember him.
In the beginning, Rami was really strict, too.
Yeah.
I'm going to get yelled at now by Bard during the break.
No, well, you won't, Tim. Why would you get yelled at? He's done yelling at you.
No, we need more guys like you.
You're top-notch.
They let this guy rot for 10 minutes. They didn't even ask him his name.
I know. I guess.
You're top producer there, Tim. You're doing a great job.
Yeah.
Don't let Bart bully you around. Tell him to get his own potato wedges.
Hey, you going to the game with Tony tomorrow? Tony in Texas?
Yes, I am.
Wow. Who's buying the tickets?
Tony's got tickets.
Are you going to pay him?
He didn't ask me if I was going to pay him, but I'd offer. Mm. I'm not that way.
I'll just buy him a beer, maybe.
Yeah, I could do that.
Buy me one, too.
Pay for parking.
Are you going out before the game?
Yeah, you guys going out?
No, we're going to meet up at the game.
Oh, okay. Where are you going to park?
I don't know. I'm just thinking about not paying for parking.
Yeah?
So maybe park over there by the VA hospital, somewhere over in that area, and then walk.
Hey, I got a gripe about the Brewers. I got a complaint. So they're not charging for parking on Sunday?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're acting like this is the nicest thing they've ever done in the world.
You got to buy a ticket to get the parking.
They should not have.
Well, that's fine.
For parking ever. It's like crazy.
What do you mean?
So
parking should be free.
Well, parking's always $20 or whatever it is.
Yeah, it's like $4.
But they're like free parking, free parking. They're acting like they're doing us a huge favor by not charging us for parking one game.
I should make concessions free for a day too.
Yeah, how about free parking July?
Yeah, free concessions for Milwaukee residents.
Yeah. How about take four of those parking lots and turn them into a beer district?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, how about that?
Why don't you just do half of one?
Yeah.
The one on the north east corner of the lot. That one don't ever get filled up.
Yeah, they never get filled up. They just sit there. One of the parking lots is they don't even use anymore. They just use it for like an Uber line. And there's like 9,000 cones and three cars.
I know. What the heck is that? All right. Next time, go.
All right.
You have a great day.
Oh, it just really bothers me.
You too, Mike. He didn't say goodbye to me.
Oh, I...
No.
Mike? Yeah, I dropped. Yeah, I lowered him.
No, it's fine.
That bothers me.
The parking
Every time
lot?
I drive by the stadium.
Yeah.
There's way too much land that is concrete.
Well, I believe you said in 2020 you went by the parking lot and weeds were coming out of it.
Oh, it was disgusting.
That's because no one was parking in it.
But. You know what it's like? I came up with a good phrase. It's like they paved paradise and put up a parking lot. That's what it's like. I invented that. That's what it's like they did. Too much. Too much parking. All right, so the Brewers won yesterday. Finally, we'll get into that. The Brewers win 5-2 over the Cubs. Very interesting game. Cubs, what was the stat that Tim said? Tim said this was the first game ever where a guy had his first home run, a guy had an inside-the-park home run, and there was a walk-off home run all in one game between the two teams. That's never happened. What you saw yesterday was the kind of game that you never saw happen ever. Brewers and Cubs in a bit of a pitcher's duel early. Justin Steele very good for Chicago. Eric Lauer finally very good for the Brewers. This was his best start in at least a month. He had a terrible June. His ERA in June was, what did it end up at? I'm looking it up right now. Somewhere in the sixes or sevens. It was awful. And him and Hauser both were struggling. Hauser's hurt. His ERA was 6.83 in June. After coming into the month of June with a 2.49 ERA. So this was his best start since Washington, the 20th of May. He went 7 in that one, gave up 5 hits, no earned. And struck out 9. Struck out five. He had a couple starts before that in April where he struck out double digits back-to-back. And then he's been struggling. So finally a good quality start outing for him yesterday. 6 innings, just 2 hits, 1 earned. That was the home run. And 9 strikeouts again. So back in that high single-digit territory for strikeouts. The most strikeouts he's had in a game since the 11 he threw against the Cubs back at the end of April. So it's good to see Lauer, but he did give up a run, managed it from there. Gustave comes in, Devin Williams is disgusting in a good way. Some of those pitching, I saw Pitching Ninja on Twitter, like zoomed in on the airbender, and you see it bent. Williams pitch is amazing. Brewers finally do get on the board in the seventh with Severino. It looks like the Brewers are keeping 3 catchers for the time being. We'll check in with Tim about that again in a little bit. Then they get the inside-the-park home run, the Cubs do. We have the highlight here, but you guys don't want to hear visitor highlights.
After all my hard work.
You grabbed it?
I grabbed it, yeah. I grabbed it from...
From Marquee, yeah. All right, we'll hear it. This is the Cubs broadcast?
This is the Cubs broadcast of the inside-the-park.
And then Mayor Mitch did cut it for us last night.
The Bally Sports, yeah.
So I'll hear Bally's, too. I want to hear both. All right, so here's Marquee.
That ball's driven way back left center field, off the wall. And Davis has it go by him. Suzuki on his way to third. Got to get it in quick. They're going to send him home. Here comes the throw. And it is going to be an inside-the-park homer. Suzuki goes all the way around, and the Cubs have the lead.
That sounds a lot like B.A.
That was B.A.
You sure?
Yeah, didn't you? It's in there. It's in the sound folder. It's labeled.
Oh, okay. I played BA. Never mind. Here's Marquee.
2-0 pitch. Suzuki gets a hold of one. Back that goes. Off the wall and left center, and a good ricochet for Seiya, heading for third. They're going to wave him in. Suzuki heads for home. The throw to the plate, not in time. Seiya Suzuki touches them all, and the Cubs grab a 2-1 lead off of Josh Hader.
Oh, man, was that fun.
All right, so that was definitely not Brian Anderson. I screwed that up.
It's fine.
Clear distinction.
It's fine.
Between the two. Brewers then get the bases loaded in the ninth. Yelich comes up there. Not a single person in that stadium wearing Brewers wanted Yelich to swing. Isn't that disgusting? I didn't. Did you? I wanted him to look for every pitch.
I said, close your eyes for the next two pitches.
Yeah. Even at 2-0, I wanted him to just look. 3-0? 3-1. Oh, it could have been 3-2. I would say just take it. So then he walks. He scores a run. RBI. Yelich, RBI machine lately. Get him how you can. And then Willy Adames, it was all over the strike zone. But the first two were called, and then he swung. So they go to the 10th. Brewers do well with Brad Boxberger is his name. And then Victor Caratini. Victor Caratini, who had four at-bats prior to this. All strikeouts. They just called up another catcher. There's a catcher overflow. Can't afford a game like this. Walks it off.
Two balls and a strike. Caratini, center field, hit well. Ortega launches in. Fly out of here. It's a three-run walk-off homer. Victor Caratini sends him home happy.
Oh, I haven't heard BA that excited since Al Horford hit a big three. Hey, I kid. BA's our guy. Friend of show. Also friend of show, the Sean O'Connell. Madison, what's up?
Yes, BA is a good man. He's a good man. I love the BA calls. And it's funny, too, because you like to say that when Matt LaPay is with Rock, they're a little too much like two buddies sitting in the boat, fishing, drinking beers for your taste. And I get that kind of flavor from you and Tim over there. You guys kind of have that vibe going. But
you're calling us Matt LaPay and Rock?
I don't think that's a bad thing.
No, the only thing I didn't like about them together was they would just keep going, yeah, yeah, yeah. It was more I don't want to say that. Don't make me say anything.
I won't say it. No, you're right. We keep this positive.
Yeah. The only thing we rip on around here is Brewers Unfiltered.
Oh, my goodness, yes. Well, actually, I do have something that, not to be negative, but I do disagree with you on your beer district talk.
I just think there's too much parking down there.
Oh, my God.
It's never full.
Yes. Oh, God.
There was 40,000 people there yesterday. It's Chicago traffic. It's not full. There were empty lots.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's an embarrassment of riches, all right? We don't know what the future might hold.
We don't need that much parking.
Oh, my God. Well, I don't think putting in a beer district is the answer. Maybe something else, because tell me, Bart Winkler, is there a lack of places in Milwaukee where you can get a beer, watch a game, and have...
Well, then fine. Then just build a building that is vacant except for 3 months of the year. It's a Halloween Express. I don't care. There's too much parking.
Nature abhors a vacuum, and if there was going to be a need for a beer district, that thing would have been up there 20 years ago, and the only reason that the ownership group even mentioned it is because to me it sounded like they'd be interested in it, which means whoever is going to put that thing up is going to have to spend their own money, because the Antanasio Bean Counter Brain Trust, they're not going to put their money into it. They'll let other people come spend their money and then take a piece once business is starting to flow. So it's just not going to happen. If they're going to put something else in those parking lots, it's not going to be a beer district. I mean, do you think the good people at Fourth Base want a beer district right across the street from them? I don't think so, Bart Winkler. And if you're
no, they would have a satellite shop. It'd be Fifth Base.
Yeah, sure. And so there are 81 home games a year. What's happening with these other 260-odd days. What's happening? What's happening?
No, here's what we're going to do, okay?
All right.
Here's what we're going to do. We are going to tear down American Family Field. We are going to put a new stadium, by the Harley-Davidson Museum.
Harley-Davidson Museum. All right, following you.
And we are going to make that, like, valley, which is all basically train tracks and river barges. We're going to develop that. We're also tearing...
actually make money, are actually productive spots right now, Partwinkler, for our critical logistic supply chain.
No, we're going to tear down... We're going to tear down the Hone while we're at it. The Hone, what... If it didn't light up, nobody cares about that. Also, it's world's most unsafe bridge. The railing's like it's like 2 feet up. Okay. Then we're gonna tear down that highway spur, and then we're gonna rebuild neighborhoods there. Yeah. So we're moving the stadium closer to downtown, and we're going to develop it, and then we're going to turn the old ballpark area into more neighborhoods again.
Okay, so the two themes I'm getting from you are neighborhoods and development. Like, and you can just say those words, and then magic happens, and then everything.
Well, it's going to be like a 30-year process. It's going to be very hard.
Oh, okay.
But we're going to get it done.
We're 20 years into this process, and a beer district never developed organically. So my guess is
I swear to you, there are parking lots for people to park at, so they can be driven to a different parking lot where their friends are parked.
Yeah, well, I mean, stop making the parking lots into villains here. Those parking lots are not hurting you. They're serving their purpose.
There's too many of them.
Oh, there's never too many parking
lots. And yet, every time I want to go park, there's never any room in the media lot. Figure out that riddle.
Well, I mean, that's more organizational brewer stuff.
Also, can we stop pretending like restaurant to be named later is funny? Will you just change that name already?
We do need to change it. Something good.
Awful.
Even if you bring in a chain, who cares?
Yeah.
Have it be something. And then, like I said, I'll let you guys go. But like I said,
you got me really worked up today. Yeah. Oh, parking lots.
But nature does abhor a vacuum. If there was going to be a beer district, it would have already been there. And you know what else abhors a vacuum, Bart Winkler?
What?
My dog.
Yeah, yeah.
See ya!
See ya. DeSean O'Connell. Oh, thank God I'm not a city planner is a tweet. No, come on. What do you mean? We're too dependent on cars. Walkability.
Our train.
Train. Yeah. That's my other project. We got to get a train up to Green Bay and to Madison and to Fondy, but like drop it off right in front of my grandma's house, the only place I go.
And to La Crosse.
Oh, and to La Crosse. There needs to be a train. So we're taking rid of the... Yeah, maybe that's what you can do. Build a train and use it with the parking lot at Miller Park. American Family Field! Do you want to hear what Council had to say yesterday, or do we not care?
Sure, why not?
No, I'm not going to.
No? Okay.
Because I was listening to what Council had to say yesterday and I wasn't like, I was just bored. I don't want to do that to you.
There are a couple of clips in there that I did put in there.
Is anything just worth?
No, just talking about the game itself. And
like, I want to know, how long are you keeping three catchers? Is that not a question? Am I the only one that thinks that's weird? Team has three catchers. Now, Caratini can play first base, but that's where Rowdy Tellez play. You're already not playing Keston Hira. So I guess if there's guys on the roster, you're already not playing. So what happens when Tyrone comes back? Who's out? And how long are we keeping three catchers? Are people pro or anti-parking? Those that are calling in. I feel like that would be something that people get mad at me for no reason.
Should we start a poll?
No, I mean, there's too much parking.
How can anyone look at that and not understand
there's too much parking? There's a lot. The span lot, you don't even know that exists.
The fact that the lots were not full yesterday with 40,000 people in that place.
Yeah, and Chicago traffic.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Now, at least in the front lot, the front lots were full. It's those back. It's that center field lot and that one kind of on the third base side, but out more towards Blue Mound.
Yeah.
Mitchell Boulevard.
Yeah, they never use them.
Never use it.
So
they were parking cars on the side of the street, which I don't know why they didn't move them, but
I just thought, like, how many spots are there? Are there enough for 40? Are there 40,000 spots?
No, where there's
everyone can drive.
No, there's like, what, 12,500?
There's more than that. There's got to be.
No, I think that's it. 13,000 maybe.
That's too many. That is too many. Look, someone's got to step up and be the one to say it. It's going to be me. I'm ready to take that on. I need a mission in life. But not like a super controversial one, because then you guys all get mad at me. I can't save the Bucks. Somebody already did that. I'm gonna be on this parking one. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, three catchers. Okay, so who's out?
I don't think any of them are out.
So they're all three going to be on the roster all year? Because I think when they got Caratini, the plan was, all right, we'll dump him when Severino comes back.
You can't dump him.
No, he's been good. Especially after last night, he bought himself. If Jonathan Scope bought himself a whole year with one home run, Caratini bought himself the rest of the year, too, with that walk-off. So he ain't going anywhere. Let me look at the Brewers roster. Because then Tyrone Taylor's got to come back.
Maybe Hira?
Yeah, Hira.
It's just not working out with him.
So Jonathan Davis is going to be on this roster for a while.
Yeah. Until what? Hunter Renfro comes back?
All right, we need Renfro back and we need Taylor back. Who else is hurt? Position players. Is that it?
That's it.
Do we have all the. I know I'm doing this on the air, but. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. We have our 13 pitchers. That's all we can have. All right, so we have two guys that need to come back, and Taylor and Renfro. So at that point, you would look at the options are one of the catchers, Keston Hira, Mike Brasso. How do you say his name? Brasso?
Brasso. He's staying.
Okay, and then Jonathan Davis.
Maybe once Renfro comes back and Taylor, Jonathan Davis goes.
Renfro and Taylor are coming back.
Yep.
And they are coming back for who? The options are Davis, Hira, and one of the catchers.
Davis and Hira.
And they're keeping three catchers.
Yeah. You have to.
Now, again, Caratini can play first base, but Rowdy's at first base.
You got the designated hitter, too.
Yeah, but they like to use that on McCutcheon or Yelich.
Then you have McCutcheon as your other outfielder.
Like these three catchers, I don't think. I mean, if Severino's not going to be here in the playoffs, just get rid of him.
He's got a good bat, Bart. He's got a real good bat. Mm.
Well, we'll see. That's interesting. We'll talk to Tim Allen about it. We will talk to him forward, not preview.
Let's.
Not before.
No.
Talk to him again. If you've been listening with us throughout the morning, we'll see you tomorrow.
Bart, you made yourself laugh. Yeah. You can't do that.
You know where I laugh a mile a minute is fourth base.
Really?
I just laugh at how good the food is.
Oh, so good.
I'm like, this can't be real. Oh, but it is. It is a great neighborhood watering hole. Sports bar, restaurant. You call it what you want. I can tell you that you can watch sports and the food's amazing. They have a deli case, so you check it out. Now, there are different menu options. There's things written on the wall where you can have them make. You can say, what do people normally get? But they are not giving you a paper menu of any kind. You basically go in and tell them what you want. What are you hungry for? I don't know, some kind of steak sandwich. All right, we'll make you a steak sandwich. You want some provolone on there, some onions and peppers? All of a sudden, boom, you got the shaved steak that we ate the other day. Very good. Fries were good. Drinks were good. We did not have the dessert. That was a big failure. The dessert there is very good, too. But it's all available for you. It's the steaks, the burgers, the shrimp, other seafood options. When you go somewhere to watch a game, that's what I'm telling you. When you go somewhere to watch a game, you do not expect to eat this good. And you're able to do it at Fourth Base. It's on National Avenue. Check them out on Facebook. Check out the hours on Google. Great place maybe tomorrow before the game. You can stop in afterwards as well. Fourth Base on National. Pop fly from the stadium. More on this catcher conundrum. It's fascinating to me. Coming up on The Fan. Again, you can reach us 414-799-1250. And you can give us a shout there. Also on Twitter at 1250 AM. The Fan. And I am done stalling. We'll be right back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
1250 AM, The Fan. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Tim Shea. Tim Allen, host of our Gene Wagner Plumbing Baseball postgame show. We chat with him on Tuesdays. We bring the question I have about the catchers to him. We really keeping three catchers on this team for a while, Tim?
We are, yeah. That's the way it's going to be. And I like it. And I'll tell you why. You can burn these guys collectively. If we're looking for offense, they're decent hitters, decent hitting catchers. How about that? They are. So you can not worry about burning your final catcher late in a game. That's a good tool for Craig Counsell. It is. Plus, you know, Caratini has played a little first. You got the DH to work with. You're limited in outfielders right now without Renfro and Taylor. So, yeah, three catchers. It makes total sense right now.
How long do you think it lasts? Well, Severino, I didn't realize this.
Not eligible for postseason.
I didn't realize that right away.
I did not know that either, Bart. I got to admit. And I didn't know that that half-year suspension did come with a postseason ban, if you will. So
that seems weird.
That does seem strange. You're going to let him back for half the season and then cut it off again?
Yeah, he's already served his time.
Yeah, that doesn't seem right.
Also, PEDs are not a big deal, but that's my opinion. Yeah, he served his time, though. So the Brewers are either going to be like, well, let's get the most out of him and then say goodbye to him, or... I thought what was going to happen with the way that Caratini was playing is he would work his way back and do his rehab, and the Brewers would be like, nah, there's no spot for you. And I thought Severino would be the odd man out.
They'll
and he still could
find,
be. But
could
then
be.
If you dump Caratini, well, now you have one catcher in the playoffs. What are you going to do, trade for Jacob Nottingham again?
Well, there's Alex Jackson.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
hurt, but you know, I mean, he might be coming.
How did I forget about Alex Jackson?
Weird-ass stats. I mean, come on, guys. These stats, that we're going out of control with stats. I'm not going to hammer on analytics, but what was it, the first time since 1900 that a player hit his first major league home run, an inside-the-park homer was hit, and a first walk-off home run. And a walk-off home run was hit in the same game. So walk-off home run, an inside-the-park home run, and a first major league homer from any player in that game.
Wow.
Isn't that something? That is crazy. That's a crazy.
You go to baseball games, you never know what you're going to see, Tim. You never know.
I know
it's
that.
Something different every day.
J.R. Ratcliffe had a piece, we're going to talk about this on the post game tonight a little bit. I got to mention it. Of all the walk-offs in Brewers history, man, what a walk down memory lane for that. That piece was amazing. I love what he does, guys. I really do. I think as if you're a Brewer nerd and you're just into everything Brewers, J.R. Ratcliffe comes up with some really cool articles. It was like 347 or 57 walk-off home runs or walk-off hits in Brewers history. 147 different players have done it. And then he goes over the strange quirks. Did you realize they had in a doubleheader, they had both games as walk-off hits, walk-off winners at Old County Stadium? I didn't know that. And what's weird is the night before they had a walk-off hit. So it was three in a row, three in 24 hours.
You know, the article, I know what you're talking about. I text JR about that article and how good it was, and he said, "Who are you?"
Then you told him your name, and he said, "Who are you?"
Yeah. Isn't it weird? I got a fun fact for you. The Brewers have never had a walk-off home run on the road. Isn't that crazy?
That is nuts. See the stats. That from
that
Baseball
wild?
Reference.
They've
yeah.
never had a walk-off home run.
The Elias Sports
on
Bureau
the road.
Helping out.
How
That's
is that
crazy.
Possible after
you
50 years?
You did a lot
years?
Of digging for that stat, didn't you?
After 50 years. How's that possible? How's it not even once?
I am eyeballing. I don't know how closely you are tracking this, Bart, but I really am. For some reason, I'm enamored by this. Brewers with 47 victories in the National League. The two teams ahead of them have 50. So when you think about all the love that the Mets are getting, all the love that the Dodgers always get, they're just three wins ahead of the crew right now.
All right, I did look at record. I did do a little standings looking yesterday. I was looking mm-hmm. at the standings. I wanted to see where the White Sox were for some reason. And they're a couple
about
games back. Yeah. And then I was looking at the National League, of course, and yeah, you're right. I looked at the Brewers and I looked at right now they're three games up on St. Louis. And then if you look at the other teams in the National League, now the Brewers have played more games is the thing. So the Mets are 50 and 30.
Yeah.
The Brewers are 47 and 35. So that's 3-5. That's four games back of the Mets. And they're 4.5 games back of the Dodgers. But if you're looking at this team potentially being a top two seed, which mm-hmm. gets you the bye,
yeah,
that race is still very much in play.
Way in play.
But then I would wonder again. I still think that when we're going to get to this point where one of these teams is going to get the bye and they're going to lose, and then we're going to ask, do you even want the bye in baseball?
No, man. Yeah. All right. We'll see how it how
But
it
you
shakes
want the
out.
Bye because then, I mean, what if you lose in that first series? Of course you want the bye. You don't want to lose in the first series.
Absolutely.
But you're going to be taking 4 or 5 days off in a sport where you always say it's the hottest team. It's the hottest team in October. Well, what if a team's really hot and then they have to take a week off before they play again? That's going to cool you down.
Maybe.
But maybe not. I don't know. I think that there's a big potential of conversation to be had based on how that shakes out.
This race is really getting interesting, and it is a pennant race now. Past the halfway mark, approaching the All-Star break, trade rumors and conversations going on. But out of all the adversity that the Brewers have had this year, they're right there. Guys, they're right there. You know what that tells you? You know what it should tell you? They're a really good baseball team. They're a really, really good baseball team. Despite looking ugly at times, despite all the injuries, despite the horrible scheduling, despite looking like, you know, the pitching staff as a whole has taken a little bit of a step back, despite all of those things, guys, they're three games away from the best record in the National League. Think about that for a second. That it really is striking when you look at it that way. From that perspective, do we expect more out of this team? Well, yeah, and you'll probably get more. I'm convinced you will get
Does a really good baseball team bat Mike Brissell cleanup?
It does whatever it has to do. And that's why there might be Band-Aids here on a few paper cuts. But again, the bigger picture view and perspective is that out of all of that, Mike Brasso and Luis Urias hitting cleanup at times, out of all the injuries, losing, you know, the pitching that they've lost, three city road trips in the first 2 months of the season, which was ridiculous. All of those things, and you're right there for the best record in the National League. Come on, that's a really good baseball team. Give them health. Okay, give them health. Give them a friendlier schedule in terms of road and home. Give them a little bit better production in the second half. Who knows? I mean, we don't have a clear picture. All we know is they're right there. Despite all that, they're right there with the big boys.
Yeah, it's really interesting as you try to, because we're going to talk a lot of trade deadline, obviously, this month, right? Every time we talk, we'll be trade deadline a little bit. But when you look at what a team needs to do in the postseason, because I look at this team and I look at them as I still think they're going to win the NL Central. And even if they don't, now they're stacking up up enough wins that a wild card berth could be possible. I think they're a playoff team. So that's, I mean, but I think a lot of people think that. And then I think what a lot of people think is once you get to the playoffs, are they going to be good enough? Now, baseball, like this team could get hot for 2 weeks and all of a sudden you're in the World Series. This team's good at winning close games. So they play a lot of them. Mm-hmm. Rarely is a game 19-2 like it was the other night, but they play a lot of them. And they are, and that's all it really takes. You know, it's all it really takes is a couple of lucky things. Like, the Brewers probably should have lost that game yesterday. A lot of breaks went the Cubs' way, but they found a way to win. And so I want to say that they're a playoff team. They do need more. They're not good enough to win a World Series. But I don't know that in baseball there's a such thing as not being good enough to win a World Series because of how quirky baseball can be.
Yeah, and really pinch yourself because a lot can happen, as you said, the trade deadline. Just pinch yourself that this season doesn't just fly by on you and you didn't have some fun along the way. However, I think it was Tim and I were having a conversation off the air. When you think about, we all assume they're going to make the playoffs, as you said, Bart. What happens if it is another early exit? Now, let's just play the what-if game. Let's fast forward. That's why I prefaced it by saying, hey, pinch yourself, enjoy the season. But let's for the sake of this conversation, jump all the way past they got eliminated. They made the playoffs. They get eliminated in the first round. 5 consecutive years into the playoffs. Do we celebrate that? Or at what point does the fan base change to, you know, getting to the NFC title games is just not good enough anymore? Really? Do we get to that
question.
Point? But I'm just saying, just speculating, what if it's okay, they make the playoffs 5 consecutive years this year, we all anticipate that, and they do it again next year, and now it's 6 straight years into the playoffs. Do we celebrate that as, oh my goodness, look at these Brewers. They're 6 straight years in the playoffs. Look at their first 47 years. They only made it 4 times. Look, they're on the right track. I think at some point, Bart, and I'm not saying it's necessarily now, but at some point it's not going to be good enough, and it shouldn't be good enough. So whatever you need to do to get past this, oh, we made the playoffs again, you got to do that. So whether it's this year, and it might be this year, it might be the real heavy-duty chip pile is slid in. It's possible. It really is. Because I Don't you think Stearns in that front office, Adonasio, don't you think at some point they're going to transition to, damn, this isn't good enough yet? Now,
well, let's take you back to 2018 when I called you blasted after game 7.
Okay, but that's 2018. What I'm saying is now they're stacked up.
I said all of you that are celebrating what a good season this was. This is as close as we're going to get. We blew it. No time to celebrate. And look where we are 5 years later.
That was five years ago.
Finally coming around.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's 5 years. And now I'm just saying five consecutive years. Make it one more. Let's, to be fair, throw a six-pack.
But this is what they want. This is what Stern says. He always says cracks at the door.
Okay. Well, at some point, don't you think that... Okay, I'm just going to say this.
But this is how quirky baseball is, because there's years that they could have gone to the World Series and they didn't, and there will be a year that they don't deserve to go to the World Series, and that's when they will.
I agree with that wholeheartedly.
That's why in football, when you are so close and then so far away, you know, you fire Andy Reid after four straight NFC Championship losses if you're the Eagles. But if But if you're in baseball, look, the same reason why I can't say, like, you know, they could have went to the World Series again last year, but they didn't. Because baseball, there's just way too many variables. A game like yesterday, like you just said, there was a guy who hit a home run for the first time, an inside the parker, and a walk-off. And that's never happened before in a game. And that walk-off or that inside the park home run isn't an inside the park home run if it doesn't hit exactly where it hit. And then the strike zone, all of a sudden at the end of the ninth inning with Willy Adames, the strike zone gets weird. There's too many variables. There's way more variables in this sport than any other.
Yeah, but there are its own variables in football, too. A ball bounces one way. It gets to be 32 below zero.
The better team's going to win in football.
It gets to be 32 below zero. Someone has a blocked punt. I mean, come on. All those variables. But you get the point. In a general feel, at some time, the bar has to be higher. And I'm not necessarily saying it's now, although my bar is always win the World Series from day one to the end of the season. And that's why you kind of got on me a little bit in that 2018 exit in game 7 was that. But that's after the fact, though, Bart. You talked to me before that game ended, and it's still World Series. So after the fact, it's like, okay, what are you going to do now? All right. It was a fun season, and a lot happened. But if it's 5 years, 6 years, 7 years, I don't know. Changes. What if LeFleur goes to the NFC title game another, I don't know, three of the next 4 years and bounces all three of those 4 years in the same game, NFC title game? What did you say to Dusty Baker in D.C. when he won two division titles and got him a rung or two deep into the playoffs when you let him go? Andy Reid, as you said, is a good example. I'm not necessarily saying it's now. In a really heart of hearts conversation with this organization, you guys got to break through at some point. You just do. It's time. It's time now.
This is something that we are going to spend more time talking about, but not today. We'll be back tomorrow when you've lost Tim Allen on the playoffs of success every year. You've lost it all. See ya, Tim.
Goodbye, Bart.
See ya, everybody.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.